This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba, and now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you a sound with a lot of history in the Bay Area.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious.
Hey, if you want to take a flyer?
Makes you so sick at heart.
We're showing a demonstration of what it's like to go through an Israeli checkpoint.
We're trying to get the UC Regents to divest from fossil fuels.
But you can't take part. You can't even passively take part.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? I'll let KALW's Lizak Shalit tell you more.
Hey, you want to take a flyer?
Well, I'm part of a group called Fossil Free Cal. We're trying to get the UC Regents to divest from fossil fuels.
We're here every day from 1 to 3.
We're here because we're promoting an event. It's called Nusantara. It's an Indonesian cultural event.
We're on the campaign team for Annie Tran, and she's running for Senate, and it's for ASUC, which is Associated Students of the University of California.
In the fuzzy, fuzzy golden bear, go Bears!
This is the heartbeat of the Berkeley campus.
This is Sproul Plaza, and that description comes from Nadesan Permal, who came to the University of California as a freshman in the 1960s and never left. We're standing in front of Sather Gate at the north end of the plaza, listening to a student choir and photobombing a father's picture of his son in cap and gown under the arch.
Where this gentleman is standing just behind him, if we could go back to 1968, I would be standing there selling daffodils.
Since then, Permal has spent 49 uninterrupted years on campus, getting a doctorate, teaching in the poli-sci department, working as an administrator, and serving as president of the Cal Alumni Association. What he most values about this plaza is how it invites students to engage with each other and the world.
During the semester, this plaza during the noon hour is lined with tables in which students try to lure students to join student groups, present political information, a whole variety of different activities.
But it wasn't always this way. We walked to the opposite end of Sproul, where the plaza intersects with Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue.
This border that you see right here as we come to the sidewalk that belongs to both the university and the city used to be the line of demarcation. Political candidates had to stand on this side on a box or a platform and address students who were on the other side because no political speech was allowed on the campus.
But that all changed in 1964. A former student got arrested for distributing flyers on the campus side. The rallies that followed brought thousands of students into the plaza and launched Berkeley's fabled free speech movement.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop.
That's the voice of student leader Mario Savio. Within months of this speech, university officials were forced to relax the campus ban on political activity. This ushered in an era of anti-Vietnam War protests, mostly peaceful, but not always. In 1969, then-Governor Ronald Reagan ordered the National Guard to spray demonstrators here. It was the first documented use of tear gas by the U.S. military against its own citizens. Since then, every generation of Cal students has taken the issues of the day to Sproul.
Single file line! Straighten up that line, have IDs out!
Back at Sather Gate, Students for Justice in Palestine are using the arch leading to the plaza for some political theater.
For those who weren't here earlier, we're showing a demonstration of what it's like to go through an Israeli checkpoint, one much like those that dot the West Bank. We're gonna show you what it's like.
Single file line! Have your ID out!
Single file, single file.
Stop! Stop!
Demonstrators from Tikva, a student Zionist group, are holding a counter-demonstration with tarps stained by mock blood. Here's Tikva president Michaela Fried.
For a while, they were telling us that we weren't allowed to be here and that we didn't have the right to free assembly and to demonstrate and to speak from our perspective. And it's kind of funny how the tables turned that way.
An uptick in anti-Semitic incidents on campus have tested tolerance for political expression here. Last March, the UC Regents responded with a statement of principles against intolerance that defends free speech while condemning derogatory speech.
Savio gave his famous speech on those steps. This is a symbol of that.
Fried is pointing to the steps in front of Sproul Hall. At the bottom is a granite disc set flush into the pavement. In the center is a 6-inch hole that marks an invisible column of air.
It says, "This soil and the airspace extending above it shall not be a part of any nation and shall not be subject to any entity's jurisdiction."
That column of air is meant to question the very existence of borders and celebrate the idea of unrestricted space. The plaza as a public space was foremost in the mind of architect Vernon DeMars when it was built in 1961.
His concept was to design two plazas, piazzas, that would be reminiscent of the Piazza San Marco in Venice, which would capture that huge public space. And after all, we have our own version of the Campanile on the campus.
Unlike the Venice version, the Berkeley Campanile houses a 61-bell carillon that chimes out the hour. The original design was quite grandiose, with flagpoles topped by busts of campus personalities and a glockenspiel.
It would have had, on the hour, a door that opened up, and out would have come a golden bear chasing a Stanford Indian with an axe.
That would never pass muster today. But a life-sized golden bear on a giant pillar does stand guard over Zellerbach Hall. It gives the place a rather fantastical air.
Berkeley is thriving. It's alive. It's raucous. I always compare it to that scene in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy steps out of the black and white and opens the door into the color of Oz.
That's Sproul Plaza, where there's always something vibrant going on. In Berkeley, I'm Lizak Shalit for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Lizak. So many of you knew exactly where we recorded this week. Our winner is Lori Hines. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, check out our newest Audiograph mystery sound. Know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. I love hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.